Thursday, July 27th, I took the Long Island Railroad into the city on Tuesday and home from the city today because I wanted my wife to have a car here on Long Island while I was in the city for 2 days. So I hadn't taken the Long Island Railroad in a minute, and the other day went from Manhasset to Penn Station, got out of Penn Station and looked weird. Because they've done like a bunch of renovations, I guess. And like, I'm like, oh, something used to be here. It's not there anymore. And which way am I supposed to go? And it was a little disorienting, but found my way out, got where I needed to go. Today, I was eyeing an 11:20 a.m. train out of Penn Station. So I called an Uber at like, I don't know, 10:40 or something like that. What I assumed was plenty of time, but as I checked, the drop-off time made me a little nervous. And as I got in the car and told Alexis, my wife, what the situation was, like, it's going to be tight. She's like, oh, you're not fucking making it, no way. And there was some traffic to start my thing. I checked Waze, and Waze had me arrive just pulling up to the building 3 minutes after my train was supposed to leave. So I'm like, totally fucked. Next one didn't leave for another hour, right? It's every hour on the 20. So I'm like, ugh, this is a disaster. And I didn't feel my best self coming off, you know, 2 days in the city of drinking and being out late and whatever. Not as good exercise as I want. Just, you know, not treating myself well. So not in my best optimal state. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to sit in the stupid Penn Station dungeon for an hour waiting for this plane, for this train. It's like 11:08 now, and like we're starting to move up Sixth Avenue, and I'm like, huh, this is getting interesting. To speed up the story here, we're on like 31st and 6th, right? So if you don't know, you know, MSG Penn Station is on 7th Avenue, in between 7th and 8th, takes up the whole block, in between like 31st and 33rd Street. So we're on 31st and 6th, and 31st is just a ton of traffic, you can tell. So it's like 11:11 at this point, 11:12 even. And I say to the guy, I'm jumping out here. And he says, all right. And I just go for it and get out of the car and just start walking as fast as I can. Remember, I have a suitcase also. As fast as I can down 31st Street. And there's still a lot of construction going on. So that's why I brought up the disorienting point the other day. Because like in my head, I'm like, Penn Station is not as I know it from, you know, my childhood. It's a different look, a different feel, different things in different places. So I know that's a barrier for me here. So I get across 7th Avenue. I'm on the corner of 31st and 7th now. And there's like this entrance to like New Jersey Transit type of thing. It's kind of crowded. And I'm like, no, I'm going to the entrance I know. To the middle of 7th Avenue, between 31st and 33rd-ish, like where you enter MSG, if you know the area. It's not there. Like, it's all construction wall. I see a sign to, like, an entrance on 33rd Street, and I, like, make the split decision. At this point, it's, like, 11:17, and I double back and go back to 31st and 7th and go in the New Jersey Transit entrance. I had checked on an app in the car at like 11:11, 11:12, they released the track number. So I know I'm looking for track 16. So the escalator is moving slow. So I pick up my suitcase. I run down the stairs. I start looking for signs. And it's like 11:18, 11:19. And I see, you know, tracks 13 to 20, like 1 to 21 this way. And then 1 to 8 this way. 13 to 21 this way. And I'm like, fuck, we're here. Well, like, it's here. Like, I'm so close. I get to track 16. I see it. I'm booking at this point, sweating my balls off, and pick up my suitcase, run down the stairs, and the train is still there. And what do you think happens? Tune in tomorrow for the exciting finale of... No, I jump in the first door. Within 20 seconds, it closes, and we're off. It was a triumph. It might have been my best, might be my most impressive athletic achievement since Color War, 1992. Where I was really at my peak there. A lot of great memories from that one. Anyway, snuck it in. It was exciting, scary. Got it done.